DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
The Dublin Transport Plan is a matter of weeks away from being fully implemented. While it was agreed by councillors last autumn, many city centre traders are warning of massive losses in revenue if cars are no longer allowed into the centre of Dublin. I'm very happy to say that Cliff Taylor of the Irish Times is here to run through both the plan and those who favour it, as well as the opposition to it. Good morning to you, Chris. How are you? Cliff, indeed, how are you?
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning.
Now, Cliff, we've heard a lot of debate about various bits of this plan, and I have read some of the Dublin City Centre Traders Alliance report. Where do we stand at this stage?
Well, the next phase of the plan, the bus gates on Dublin's Quays and Aston Quay and Bachelor's Walk had originally been due to come into place next month. The city manager has said that he is considering submissions from the city central traders. He's also received submissions from civic society campaigners, you might say, cycling groups, walking groups, etc., who want the plan to go ahead. He has suggested to councillors that the plan might go ahead in an amended form, or that it might be delayed. But we really have to see what he's going to say and what the final decision is going to be when he considers all the things that are on his desk.
Okay. If we look at the Dublin City Traders report that they had commissioned by Dr. Pat McLaughlin of the PMCA Economic Consulting, they're talking about the loss of 1,800 jobs, yep, and 141 million in sales. Now, this seems to be, the evaluation of this data seems like very difficult to actually be kind of black and white, if I might say that, you know, the figures are difficult to, there's a lot of assumptions, let's say, and Dr. Barra Rowntree from Trinity College Dublin was saying that some of the assumptions that are made, you know, really are tenuous.
Yeah, I mean, there's two areas of debate that have broken out after the report, Bobby. The first one, as you say, is the assumptions. You've got to make assumptions on, you know, what difference in traffic into the city is this going to make if these new measures come into place, and also other ones that are planned to come into place as part of next phases of this plan over the next couple of years. And secondly, what impact is that going to have on the amount of money that people spend in the city centre? So the PMC report made various assumptions based on a survey that was done in 2022 and based on figures as they're known. As you say, Barra Rowntree and others have been critical of some of those estimates, you know, suggesting they may be overestimates, and that the report didn't take into account, for example, the number of cars that are coming into the city but aren't stopping. They're going from one side to the other, which is the big goal, I suppose.
And are those figures sound in terms of, we're hearing, what is it, that two-thirds of the traffic coming down the Quays is going somewhere else, that they're not actually stopping?
Yeah, I mean, this is, I mean,
like, how do we know that?
It's all based on surveys as well. So, you know, we don't know 100% for sure. Obviously, the NTA information, you would believe, would be serious and would be well-researched. But I suppose the first area of debate is, well, what impact is this going to have in cash terms? And the report comes up with an estimate of that. The author says he stands over that. There's been some criticism of the way that it's been, the assumptions that he's made, I suppose, from people who are supportive of the other side. There's another point, though, as well, which I think is also important. This report was commissioned by the city centre traders, car park owners, etc. So it looks specifically at the impact on shops in the city centre. But there's two other things that are important. One is that if people, in terms of the overall economy, if people don't spend in the city centre, you'd expect they might spend, you know, outside the city centre in the Dundrum Shopping Centre.
I think that's a fair point.
Swords or whatever. So in terms of the overall economy, that's no use, I suppose, to the city centre traders, but in terms of the overall economy, that's the point. And that isn't accounted for in the point, and nor is kind of the fairly significant issue of the cost of congestion and pollution on the city, on which various estimates have been made over the years, you know, that they are fairly...
One being 360 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know where, again, this is from Professor Brian Caulfield in Trinity.
Again, you're looking at surveys and you're looking at estimates, but, you know, there's no doubt that there is a cost to society for people stuck on buses sitting on the quays every morning. For example, or sitting in cars, you know, they're delayed getting to work, their lives are disrupted, you know, there is a wider cost to that as well.
And just on the staying with the cost for a second, Cliff, one of the things that really I find staggering is that Dublin City Council have yet to reveal an estimated cost for implementing the transport plan. How in God's name do we not know that?
True, yeah. I did look at the plan. You're right. I didn't see a global figure in it. I suppose it is a thing that goes over a number of phases. But yeah, I think there's certainly a case. There's certainly a case here, Bobby, for somebody to look at this from an overall economic point of view, taking in the cost of implementing it, taking in all the costs and the fears and losses to retailers. And, you know, you would have to have some sympathy too for retailers.
Big time.
City centre post-COVID is a very tricky place, especially for people in the retail sector. You know, I suspect that bus gates on the quays may not be the worst of their problems, but they obviously feel that it will add to their problems.
Yeah, no, I think there's a general support for, you know, sort of re-energising the city, as we all know that is needed. And I think the form that takes maybe is different people have different views on it. I was also kind of surprised to see, you know, while city councillors are supporting the plan, you know, big entities like IBEC are against it. The Minister for State for Enterprise, Eimear Higgins, calling for it to be delayed. This is everybody agreeing and then somebody deciding that we're going to delay it. It just seems to me to be a bit all over the place.
Yeah, there was a detailed... there was a detailed consultation plan undertaken by the council. And I guess in an ideal world, all this would have been bottomed out. And everyone's concerns would have been, would have been addressed or at least listened to. And that did happen to an extent, and the councillors did still decide to go ahead. And I suppose it does show one of the issues in terms of cutting transport emissions and cutting meeting climate targets in general, that there are, you know, there are people who will be discommoded, businesses in some cases will be disadvantaged, at least in the short term, and it isn't a cost-free process, even if it is, the right way to go, the only way to go, and hopefully part, as you said, of re-energising the city centre and rebuilding it, because I go in there most days now, and if you take a walk around, it's not, a lot of the city centre isn't pretty, it's dirty. Sympathy for the retailers who are trying to do business in those areas. There aren't as many people in town as there used to be, particularly Mondays and Fridays. It's a tough gig, I think, being a retailer in Dublin city centre at the moment.
I think you're dead right. And I think, I suppose, just to close it out, I suppose, as an honest broker in all this, Cliff, where do you see this now going? Is it going to be just implemented with some tweaks? I see that the Bachelor's Walk to O'Connell Street being retained, but they're talking about 7-7 changes now rather than 24-hour changes. Which seems to me to be a bit of a watering down of it.
It does, yeah. And I suppose that the danger is, if you water these things down too much, do they really mean anything? And I know Dublin Bus have come out and said that, look, experience has shown that if it isn't a 24-hour bus corridor, then the reality is that people drive in it right through the day anyway. And unless you've guards there, you know, from 7 in the morning till 7 in the evening, and making sure there aren't people driving there, then, you know, effectively it won't be a working bus lane at all. you know, I think, you know, a time has got to come when we bite the bullet on this and just push ahead, and if tweaks are needed,
all right,
afterwards. But I'm not sure that's going to happen, because you pointed yourself at the political opposition to it. So it's going to be an interesting one to watch.
Yeah, well, let's keep an eye on it. And as I say, great analysis by you on it, Cliff Taylor from the Irish Times. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.